of stuff happening than anything. Okay, this is his too.
All right, let's start the service. It looks like the clock says 2 o'clock, and that's the time we're supposed to start. Welcome. My name, most of you guys know who I am, but my name is Steve Mitchell. I'm from Phillips here. My wife is right there, and that's Doris. I'm here today with Dean Olmstead. We are representing the Gideons. So Dean will be talking about the Gideons during his message. So, but one of the things I'd like to mention before we get going is I sort of came up with the title. I asked the Lord, I said, well, I'd like to come up with a title for Dean for his message. And the title I came up with was, Why Do We Do What We Do? And at first I said, well, okay, for us Gideons, that's fine. We can talk and tell everybody what we do as a Gideon. That's good. But then later on, the Lord spoke to me and said, wait a minute, that's for everybody. So I understand, you know, why we do. You all are here for a reason. I mean, God brought you here for a reason. So there's got to be something during the service that is for you personally. As a trustee of this church, one of the things that I really want out of this church is that every time that somebody comes to this church, that they get something that they can use when they walk away from here. And that's why I believe, for me, that this church is here for you folks. So today, while we're singing, while we're talking, whatever, there's got to be something there for you, and I hope that you can find it. This is great for me. I love coming to this church. I feel so good in here, and I'm glad to be here. So one of the first things that we always do at this church is sing The Church in the Wildwood. So we'll start off with that. Stand if you want to, but you don't have to. Search in the valley by the wild woods, no lovelier spot in the dale. No place is so dear to my childhood as a little frown church in the brain. Come to the church in the wildwood. Come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as a little brown church in the vale. Come to the church in the wildwood. To the trees where the wild flowers bloom, where the parting hymn will be chanted, we will weep by the side of the tomb. Come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. How sweet on a clear Sunday morning to list to the clearing bell. It sounds so sweetly a calling. Oh, come to the church in the vale. Oh, come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No thought is so dear to my childhood as a little brown church in the vale.
the wildwood when days fade away into night. I would faint from the spell of my childhood, wing my way to the mansion of light. Come to come, come, come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale.
All right. Thank you. All right. You can be seated if you want. I'm going to open up with a prayer. Heavenly Father, what a day. We thank you that you've given us this building here so that we can come and worship. Lord, for over 100 years, this building has been here. And it might be today the day that it's the reason that it's here. But God, we love you and we thank you for what you do for us, Lord. And today during the service, Lord, I pray that if there's something there, Lord, let it touch the person and let them be able to use that during the week and whatever they do, Lord. Thank you for the Gideons, Lord, and we thank you that Dean is here. We ask you, Lord, to be with him. Bless him, Lord, as he gives his speech later on. All right, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen.
Amen.
All right. The next part, as we always do, every single service is a hymn sing. We're looking for somebody who's got a song that they'd like us to sing. We'll do our best. We don't know very many of them, but we know some of them.
367.
367?
Yep.
Isn't that the church in the wild? That's a church in the Wildwood.
365.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
365.
Yeah. First and the last on 365.
What? Times in my life that I didn't trust and obey. And I'll tell you, I've had some pretty hard times in my life when that happens. It smartens me up really soon. So it's a good one to do. Trust and obey. Okay. Yeah.
487, Amazing Grace, first and last, please.
Okay.
Such a wonderful song, a great song.
Anybody? Yeah, ma'am?
249, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, both verses.
249.
The First Noel, page 90, first verse only.
All right. September 1st, that feels good, you know, I think it's happening, it's coming. Anybody else got a song? All right.
I think we should sing one patriotic song, just for Rufus.
Okay. Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do we got? Where are those ones?
Okay.
Just first and last, please.
All right.
455.
455.
Yeah, 455. This is for Rufus, which comes here as much as he can.
Okay, this is our prayer request time. Before we get into that, number one prayer request is Ginny. Ginny is our leader. She's someone that we all love very much. And we want to put her right on top of the prayer. She does so much for the church here, and sometimes she just pushes herself a little too much, and we need to pray for her. So, Jenny's right there. Yes. You're right. Okay, who's next? I bet. Tony.
I'd like to pray for the Bolin family.
The Bolin family?
Yeah, they were a family from Arizona that's been up this way for a year or so. And it was in the process, she was going back with all the kids. They had eight kids, and she was following, and I guess, after got out of work, she passed away before they met up.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So she's got eight kids, she's got raised.
Wow. Else? Yes.
For my wife, Linda, who's COVID, and my mother-in-law, Lorraine, 91, who is not doing well.
91, mother-in-law, did you say?
Yes. Or they'll be here next week.
Okay, great.
Anybody else? Dean?
My friend Thomas Hamlin, who is fighting brain cancer.
Anybody else? Dean, you're on there. You're on there. I want Dean. Get that knee of yours back in there. You got stuff to do.
I have two friends who have cancer. One of them has pancreatic cancer, and she's been on chemo and radiation for 8 months at this point. And the other one has, for the last 3 years, been off and on, had treatments.
Okay.
One more thing. You're a trustee, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Today is Dee's birthday.
Oh!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear me. Happy birthday to you.
I'll be celebrating it at the Beach Mill.
All right, good. Excellent. What a better place to spend a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Huh?
And his daughter in the summer.
May every day that she's here be full of the Lord's good wishes.
Amen.
And everyone.
All right, let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for being here today. We love you and we thank you for all you do for us. We have some needs, Lord, and we're taking them to you, Lord. First of all, our leader, Ginny, we pray for her, the sickness that she's got a cough and whatever else she's got, Lord, we pray that you'll be there to calm her and help her through this, Lord, and get it through quick. I know that she has a lot of things that she does, and I know she doesn't want to be sick, Lord, and I pray that it'll be quick and fast, Lord, and she'll recover soon. We pray for Diana and the cancer that they're finding. We pray that that will be a miracle and that will go away and it'll be something that she'll never even have to think about again, Lord. We pray for that. Cancer is so bad out there. It's all over the place. We pray for Frank as he's in a nursing home, and being in a nursing home can be hard today with the less help that there is and the things that are happening. It's a hard one, Lord, and we pray for Frank because I know he'll want to be out of there and he'll love to be back with us again. We pray for the Poland family and the tragedy that they had a woman that has to raise 8 kids right now because of the accident of her husband, and that's awful, Lord, because today it takes 2 people to raise kids today, Lord, and I pray for her and that something will happen there, Lord. I pray for her. I pray for Linda and the COVID and our mother-in-law, 91, Lord, Linda, the wife of the guy here, and we pray for her that we know how COVID is, it takes over. Let's pray that it's a simple one, quick, fast, and over with, Lord, and we pray for his mother-in-law that she's doing good and that things can handle in her life, because at 91, we're getting there. We pray for Tom Hamlin and a brain cancer. That's awful. Another one of those cancers that are taking over, Lord, and we pray for Tom. We're praying for Dean. He's got leg problems. We need him in the ministry. We need him in the churches. We need him everywhere, Lord, and we pray for Dean today that his leg will get better soon and faster, Lord. Naomi's friends, Joyce and Shirley, Lord, we pray for them. Another cancer again. Cancer, Lord, that's just awful stuff. And we pray that all these people, that if they don't know you, that they will know you. Because when you have something like this, I know that we need you, Lord. We need someone holding us. We need the Holy Spirit in the back there helping us, Lord. We know that, Lord. So we pray that if they don't know the Lord, that through this, these experiences, they will find the Lord. We thank you today, Lord, for all the wonderful things, and we thank you that we can come to you and pray, Lord. And even better, you've given us this wonderful church here to come and praise your name, Lord, for what you've done in our lives, Lord. We love you, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. He taught us to pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us from not temptation, but deliver us from evil. From thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I can see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Thank you, Lord. We're going to have the offering now. Good. Okay. Praise God. We'll do the doxology now. Praise God, all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures, Him below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for what has been given, Lord. We don't have much, but what we have is yours. We pray for what has been given will multiply and help this church grow more and more. We thank you for what you've given us. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen.
Amen.
All right, Doris is going to come up and read the scripture, which is 3:16, John 3:16.
Oh, this is a very familiar verse. I think many of you, like me, probably learned it many years ago in Sunday school. But here it is, the King James Version, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes. Thank you, Doris. Next is the message, which is going to be given by Dean Olmstead. And the title of it is Why Do We Do What We Do? I'm sure, Dean, when he gets finished, you'll understand what we're talking about.
Thank you, Steve. Okay. I'll come with a few props. All right. Why we do what we do. Well, first, as Gideons, we are saved and we want to spread God's word. We gather at the fly rod across the room at the hospital every Monday night at 7 o'clock. And that's up at the Farmington Hospital. As Gideons, we plan the distribution of Bibles throughout the area. And that includes the New Testaments. I'm sure some of you have got those little New Testaments at the fairs and at school back in the day when we could do that. And we like to pass them out. We pass out most of them at the fairs. And we visit colleges. We go to UMO and we go to Farmington. We go to the festivals, we've been to the Blueberry Festival, and we'll go to the campgrounds, motels, and wherever the need is, we want to pass out a Bible. We have the live print Bibles, the New Testament, those are at the hospital and the sanctuary, and they're also for any patients that are there in the room for their families. We want to spread God's word to the unsaved. That's, you know, most of us are, the Gideons, we are all Christians, and you know, we are faithful to our church, and we understand the need to get out the Bibles out to the people that need them, the unsaved. Here's a verse I like, Proverbs 15:30. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and God's news refreshes the bones. I have a man that has passed on now that was a Gideon for our group, our Farmington camp. And he is a man that was a leader for our group, Harold Southerk. That comes upon me, but pass it around. Harold was, what was he, 97? Something like that. And he passed away. And he was an inspiration to us all. He never saw a more faithful servant than Harold. When he made the meetings, which was most of the time, he ran them like the general that he was. When he told us to do it, we did it. And he always brought hymnals, and we'd have to sing some songs, and it was great. I mean, Harold was just a true Christian and inspiration to me personally, but I know he's an inspiration to most of our Gideon group as far as being faithful and knowing the Lord. So that is one of the reasons why we do what we do. Just think about Harold, just makes you want to smile. He is such a, we miss him awful, but he was such a presence, and like I said, he was a good, faithful servant for many, many years. Harold's one of the reasons why we go out and have the courage to approach somebody that looks like they might need a Bible, and you know, to just kind of approach them and ask them if they would like, sometimes you get a hostile response, but most of the time, it's a good response. The worst thing they'll do is say no. And we want to tell the people of the eternal destination awaiting them, either in heaven or in hell. We want to share the truth, shine the light. The unsaved are all around us. Our friends, our neighbors, some of our family members, and our co-workers. So, we as Gideons always take that opportunity, if we can, to hand them a Bible, to give them some hope, to let them know that there is that they matter and they count, and that Jesus does love them, share verses with them. I've had many experiences. I had one when I was a manager in I'm the manager of Randy's Farmington, but I used to be the manager in Madison, and there was an old farmer that had lost his wife. He was in his 90s. And he was feeling pretty sad and pretty down, and he used to come in the store a lot, and I like to talk, so I talked to most of my customers, and I noticed he was down, and I offered him some opportunity. He said he didn't want a small Bible because he couldn't read too well, the print was small. So we have these, Gideon's has a holy Bible, it's a complete Bible, one of the many rewards of being a Gideon. And again, that's another reason why we do what we do. We like to, when we go visit them, we'll travel, Steve and a bunch of us will. When we had the van, it was with the school, the Mason School, we'd hop in that van, loaded with Bibles. We'd head out to places like Quasset, and we'd gone to Jackman, and we'd go traveling around, and we want to drop off Bibles to many places up there, like the motels and the campgrounds, and, you know, and doctor's offices, anywhere we could, we wanted to place Bibles. And it's getting harder and harder to place a Bible. Most of the motels now don't want the Bible in their places, which is kind of sad, but that is discouraging because we've had people say no. I remember once one campground I went, one hotel I went to, a beautiful spot up in Jackman, and he didn't want one of the guys to run in, and they said no. So they didn't want to go. I said, hey, let me go in and talk to this guy just for a minute. And I asked him, I just went in and asked him. I said, you got a really nice place here. How's business been for you? I hope you're doing really well. And even though you didn't take the Bible, I said, well, we'd like to pray for you. And, so if we could just get some information, we're going to pray for you. So he goes, he was kind of stunned by it and kind of said, hey, why don't you go give me six of those Bibles? So, you can say no the first time, but God has a way of giving you the courage for us to go out and ask them and to open people's hearts and minds that we do need the Word of God to help us through these many challenges that we have right now. And, it's been a pleasure to be with these men because they're an inspiration to me in many ways. Because through the COVID times and stuff, we couldn't meet, and that was a really down time in my life because I always look forward to going every Monday night up to the hospital and fly right across the room and pray with these men because we go up and pray about churches in our area, pastors, and these guys know everybody in this whole county. So that we got our hand on a pulse on the community, and that we're praying for people that we know that are sick and hurt and suffering, going through some trials. And it's really, we're all busy. We're all busy working and everything out there, busy lives. But to go up there and spend that time in that room and pray for others kind of rejuvenates you and kind of gives you, the Spirit's working, the Holy Spirit's working. And I think it's a great thing to be able to do that. And also to be with these men and try to figure out where we can put Bibles. And we've done this. George Weeks and his wife went up on the hiking trail up above, what is that, Quasic? Quasic. And they go up there and they set up in the rest area, parking area, and they had big beans and hot dogs for the hikers, and then they got to share the message with them. So this is why we do what we do. We want to reach out to the lost, and we want to share God's word and shine that light. We had a thing not too long ago at we had a faith fund rally, okay? And what that was that was a, we had a speaker that came from Mexico, a Gideon speaker. And we had this at La Flores Restaurant this past July 10th. And, Farmington Camp, there's seven members, and there's usually like four of us that are active. But that night, God worked in a wonderful way. We were down on the floors, Steve was working hard, and Doris, all working to help make this thing happen. And we were contacting pastors and people, trying to get people to come, and people were kind of, it's kind of busy, it's a Wednesday night, it was the only time he was available. And that was during most of the church's prayer nights, and they wouldn't give up those prayer nights kind of thing. So we didn't know how good it was going to be. But when we got there, we got to hear a great message from a Gideon in Mexico, who was talking about the conditions in Mexico, which is, just him being going out on the streets as an opportunity that he could be killed. There's a lot of you know, death and destruction down there. And hearing his stories, talking about helping kids and people on the streets, and then just people trying to live. There's good Christians down there, just like there is up here, trying to live and being shown God's word, which helps them to live their lives. Well, that night, we had practice camp, like I said, there were only like 7 of us. And then we had my pastor, who was Steve Gross, and that was the only pastor we had there. But we had a Lewis and Ogden camp came up, and the members of Gideon's. And that night, this little group raised $2,900 for this brother Gideon. And that was just such an amazing thing. I mean, that's just one of the things we do. And like I said, there's only 7 of us. And to do that was so uplifting. I'm still flying high with that. I'm just thinking God is so good, God is so great if that happened. So that's why we do what we do. And let's see. We have, like I said, we have 7 men, most of the time it's 4 of us that are active. But we'll go to the Blueberry Festival. They just did recently. I got a bum knee. I haven't been much help lately, but there's some guys that are going in and passing out quite a few Bibles at the Blueberry Festival. And, you know, we're just showing that we're here. We've got a Bible. If you want it, we'll give it to you. And one of the things Steve started doing one year was we did Bibles at Trunk or Treat. And he did it at Bean's Corner Church and gave out like 200 Bibles in half an hour. And the kids wanted the Bibles. So that's why we do what we do. And the kids wanted a Bible. They were asking for it. So that just made us feel so good. You can't underestimate the power of the undying word of God. It is transcendent and will never fail. Another verse I like, Proverbs. Proverbs is like a map of how to live your life. I just love reading Proverbs. Proverbs 12:25. Worry weighs us down. A cheerful word picks us up. So, you know, we're out there, we're trying to reach people, pass out a Bible, share a verse, try to bring people to the Lord, to let them know that you are loved and you do matter. And we have, I like to call this, our ruling guide, because you can go anywhere in this book, and you'll find something that will help you. And that's what we try to share with others as Gideons. And that is why we do what we do. Another thing is, like I was talking about, there's kids, like this little girl in Mexico, Nicaragua, you know, Africa. So many places in Africa that these Gideons go out there. And they try to pass out Bibles, and it's in some pretty dangerous situations. That's why we go out and we speak at the churches, and we try to raise money. Because every $5 donation, you can help provide 1 full Bible or 3 testaments in 200 countries, territories, or possessions. So just $5 can help just get a bunch of Bibles so we can keep distributing them. Not just here and in the United States, but all over the world. That's our goal. You know, we're trying to be a testimony to God. And we're trying to be the light that shines. Show our light shining through the Word of God and share that with others so that they may know God's love and God's mercy and how He can help you through some hard times. Like we're talking about some folks here that are going through some hard times. Where would we be without God? Where would we be if we didn't have Jesus to talk to? He gives us courage. He gives us courage to get through things. He helps us to build faith. All this stuff we do as Gideons has built my faith so much. No matter what happens, I always try to look on the bright side and say it could be worse. And, you know, passing out Bibles. Okay, this one. Some Bibles right there. And, you know, just for us to be able to get out there and do it, it's our privilege to do this. It's our duty. We don't get discouraged. Each of us lifts each other up, and we try to get out there and pass out as many Bibles as we can, but to share God's word also, and to let people know that we are out there and we're praying for you. And we're praying for your church. We're praying for your family. The power of prayer, as you know, works. Prayer works. And it helps us. And that's why we do what we do. As Gideons, we always carry the Bible. I guess the Bible's in my truck, and I'm sure Steve has too. Steve made up a thing, a Bible box, and I have Bibles I can get out anywhere. We're more than happy. And if we don't have one, we'll get you some. We'd love to give one to you for a friend, a neighbor, a co-worker, or grandchildren or children. Again, this Bible right here, this Gideon Bible, is a faith builder, a guide, a comfort, and love. Read God's word. Pray. Talk to him. Cast your burdens on him. Let him take the load. Not right now, I'm dealing with a bad knee, but don't feel sorry for me, because God will get me through this, and it's just a minor hiccup. And I just feel blessed to be able to be here and speak to you folks today. Why do we do it? Why do we do what we do? We don't just pass out Bibles. We'll pray for you. We'll share God's word. We'll show that you're loved and you matter. We'll share scripture with you. Like she read one of my favorite stories, read my favorite scripture. I love that scripture. That says it all. This is why we do what we do. Farmington Fair is coming up. We're going to have a booth there at the fair. Love to see someone come and visit with us, talk with us, hang out. We'll give you a Bible, or we'll give you something. Friend, just come, pass the time with us. We'd love to see you. Gideon's a man of God. We're men of faith. We're men of action. We're trying to do what we can do in this community, and we're trying to, not just this community, but we want to reach out to anybody. We have a big district. We go, what's down by Lewiston, not right before Lewiston, right? Livermore Falls. We go all the way to Jackie. So we've got a lot of area to cover. We've got a lot of hotels, motels, and people to see and to visit. So we're not done yet. We have a mission, and we're going to succeed with it, and we're going to shine the light, and we're going to show people that God will be there for you. He never goes away. And we have the word, and God's word, and that we can show you a way to get through everything in this crazy world right now. And just by faith, it's a faith builder too. So that's my message, and I thank you for your time.
Two more things on the Gideons. Summer for us Gideons is a big time for giving out Bibles because there's so many festivals and fairs. Well, the Gideons a couple of years ago gave me a job. They felt that I needed a job, so they gave me a job as fair coordinator for Northern New England, which is the fairs in Maine, in New Hampshire, and Vermont. And so this year so far, this summer, we've been in 8 fairs in Maine out of 11 fairs that we're in. And out of the 8 fairs that we've been in, we've given out 10,000 Bibles. And the last thing, and Dean mentioned it, if you're ever at a fair and you see a Gideon booth, a table with Gideon sitting around, do me a favor, come over and shake our hands and say that we're doing a good job. Because I'll tell you, 9 out of 10 people, they look over and they see the word Bible or somebody there or the tie or whatever, and they look like this and they walk like this. And I've seen it so many different times. So we really like to have people come over and just, say, hi, how you doing, and we love to be thanked for giving out Bibles.
it's a lot of work. We're in the fair from 9 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night. Some of the fairs are pretty rugged. Bangor Fair, it was out, I don't know if you've ever been to Bangor Fair, but that was a giant parking lot. And the day that I was there, it was 91 degrees in a parking lot with no shade, sitting in a chair, passing out Bibles. And people looking the other way, like this, you know. So, I mean, we're there because we feel, for our Christian walk, that we need to do something. And our greatest leaders in the Gideons are people that are totally dedicated. And they put God first before anything else. And they're great leaders, and they've been great for me to see what a leader in Christian life, what they're like. So, okay, so we've got our closing hymn, which is 500, When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. Pentecostalness is coming out of me. Can we do the chorus one more time? Well, thank you. We'll have a closing prayer. Thank you for all coming. It's wonderful that we can come and worship God together. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this service today. We love you so much. Thank you for bringing every single one of us here today. Lord, I pray that there's something during the week when it brings to their mind something that happened during this service that they can use to better their Christian life, Lord. We love you so much, and we thank you for everything that you give us. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen.
Amen.
You're excused.
I have a quick announcement.
Yes.